Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. One of the possible problems for patients during surgical operations is that their body temperature falls. There are a variety of ways to prevent this, and a new Cochrane review from April 2015 looks at one approach, the use of intravenous and irrigation fluids. Gillian Campbell, a consultant anaesthetist at Nine Wells Hospital in Dundee in Scotland, and lead author for the review, tells us more.
Our bodies usually do a good job of tightly maintaining our temperature between 36 and 37.5 degrees Celsius. But during surgery, patients may become colder and develop unintended hypothermia, which is when the body temperature falls below 36 degrees. Becoming cold is unpleasant for the patient and may result in post-operative shivering. It can also cause other more serious complications such as heart and bleeding problems, pressure sores and delayed wound healing, and might mean the patient has to stay in hospital for longer. Patients become cold during surgical operations for a number of reasons, including the action of anaesthetic drugs, the presence of uncovered skin, and the administration of cold fluids into the veins or other parts of the body. Two of the ways that have been tried to overcome this are warming fluids which are given into the veins and fluids which are used to wash out other parts of the body called irrigation fluids. Our review shows that warmed intravenous fluids do help, but the current evidence does not suggest a benefit for warmed irrigation fluids. We were able to draw on 24 eligible trials, including a total of 1,250 adult patients, to try and answer this question. The trials had used different methods to warm fluids to between 37 and 41 degrees Celsius, and we looked at their effect on patient body temperatures at 30-minute intervals following the start of anaesthetic, as well as identifying any major complications or adverse events. We had to label the evidence as moderate quality because many of the trial descriptions and randomisation methods were unclear, leaving a potential for bias. Our main results were that there is moderate quality evidence that patients who were given warm fluids into their veins were about half a degree warmer at all time points and shivered less than those who received unwarm fluids, whilst we were unable to show a significant difference in patients who received warm fluids to wash out parts of their bodies. As fluid warming is generally used alongside other warming methods, it's unclear how much benefit it gives when used in combination with these other techniques and whether or not there is a ceiling effect when multiple methods are used. This would mean that the benefits would not keep adding to each other, but that a maximum benefit would be reached and more interventions would not help further. As a one-sentence conclusion, warming fluids do keep adult patients warmer, but it is unclear whether or not this alone can make a difference to the severe complications that becoming cold may cause.
If you would like to look into the current evidence in more detail, including descriptions of each of the included trials, you simply need to search cochranelibrary.com for warming fluids and hypothermia.